Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an Ohio Wellness Center for first responders.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Police officers, firefighters, and paramedics face higher rates of depression and PTSD than the general population. They're more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. That's why Boardman Township is creating a wellness center that will address the mental health needs of 152 of those types of responding agencies across three counties in Northeast Ohio. Todd Worth is the police chief in Boardman. He joins us to talk about the project that's expected to open this month. Hi, Todd.
Hello.
So what prompted this project? What did you hear from fellow first responders about their wellness needs?
Across the professions over the last several years, that has become a focus as we looked at not only our older employees, but our new employees that come on board. You know, how do we embrace them? How do we take them kind of into the profession? And from day one, starting looking at their mental health, mental well-being, not only at the agencies, but also at home with families and everything else. So I would say this has kind of been a movement across the country. Ohio has been very supportive across the board. It's tough to fit that in when you're looking at your daily mission, your daily job, just keeping up.
Right now, without this wellness center in place, what roadblocks do first responders face in accessing mental health care?
I think one of our biggest roadblocks is first responders, police, fire, EMS, dispatch, are reluctant to go to some of those agencies that a lot of people that we interact to are already going to. People that we run into in the course of our business that we're trying to help, you're going to some of those mental health agencies that those same people are there. Sometimes that can cause a little bit of friction, some discomfort for them, discomfort for first responders. So what's nice is having a dedicated space is we're not reinventing the wheel at all. We're taking those public community agencies that are already there and then marrying that with a place that first responders are comfortable with. Again, that's open and dedicated to those first responders as a safe place to go.
Given that room and that space, what do you think the impact will be for residents in the Mahoning Valley who are served by these first responders day to day?
It's always been kind of the mantra of first responders is, hey, we're tough. We don't need this. We help other people. We don't need help. And this, I think, brings both sides together. The better employees we have that are healthier, happier, can have more longevity in the job or in the career, that's just going to help our community immensely. And having those resources, those first responder resources available for the community when they need them.
Yeah. And I know I don't need to tell you this at all as a first responder yourself, but they're seeing like some of the hardest situations imaginable. So how much can this sort of facility actually help when it is so much that they have to deal with day to day?
I think as a first responder, if you understand the process and you're part of a traumatic event and, you know, you're trying to brush it off, but then a week later you can't sleep. You know, 2 weeks later, you're having recurring thoughts that are very intrusive and things like that. Having the ability to bring in these mental health professionals that have worked with first responders, understand first responders, and kind of lay that framework to where we understand what's happening to us, I think it just helps us navigate that. And it helps you kind of get that thought process that you're not alone in this.
That's Todd Worth, Boardman Police Chief. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.